Are you struggling to memorize pieces or practice scales?
Do you find yourself scrolling instead of practicing?
Do you struggle with performance anxiety?
Well, you have come to the right place.
Hi, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Angela.
And we are the hosts of the Musician's Toolbox.
On our podcast, we bring musicians from the music industry and we ask them questions about tools that they've used that have made them successful. And we fill up our own toolbox with our own set of skills.
Yes, and on this free, four-part, never-before-seen video series, we will be finding the answers to these questions.
The guests that you'll be hearing will include Mick Wetzel, a musician in the Los Angeles Philharmonic, Lito Hernandez, a multi-instrumentalist who has collaborated with Kanye West and Surfaces, That Viola Kid, a Juilliard alum and social media genius, and many more.
If someone sparks your interest in this video, please check out the full interview. Every Friday in December, we will be going through the steps to be a successful performer. In the first episode, we will be talking about scales. After that, efficient practice. Then strategic memorization. And most importantly, performance preparation.
Merry Christmas.
Make sure you subscribe so you do not miss an episode of this four-part video series. And also, we post on different platforms like YouTube and podcasting platforms and Facebook and Instagram. So follow us there.
Anyway, we hope you enjoy.
Yes, and on to the episode.
How do I prepare for performances? As best as I can. As best as I can. Like, no performance is ever permanent. No performance is ever perfect. And I just kind of accept that and move forward. So it's about preparation and then being detached from expectation. Mm-hmm. Mixing those together. And then over time, you build the confidence to actually, like, feel good about it.
That's really cool. I like that.
Detaching yourself
from
expectations. Yeah.
It's awesome. Every performance is just like a step in a direction. Uh-huh. So it's like we feel like it's going to be our last. And honestly, with COVID, I should have been a little bit more thankful. But
Oh, with constant practice, even practicing away from the piano, I do mental practice. So I try to visualize what I'm doing and be able to picture, you know, the leaps that I need to make and just make sure that it's all in my mind. But I also separate practice time, which is when you hash things out and fix the things that go wrong, versus performance time, where you have to get used to not stopping for anything and just keeping going no matter what happens. So I think most of the preparation is mental. But some of it is physical. You have to warm up before you play. And you probably saw me shaking my arms backstage to get the blood flowing in my fingers. Uh-huh. So it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You did a great job answering so concisely, so I have a follow-up question.
Okay.
What percentage of your time do you spend with the preparation versus the performance practice? You said there was the...
Probably more preparation, because that's, of course, when you have to go fix things and make sure you're playing it correctly. Mm-hmm. And then the performance practice time is only a portion of that. But it's an important portion, because that is when you have to get used to playing things through without stopping, even if you really mess something up.
Yeah.
You go,
yeah.
Perfect.
I prepare for performances by imagining what a good performance would look like. So you want to have in your mind kind of that positive experience that you're looking for, so that when you show up, it's not the first time you've been there. So preparing for performances is more of a mental game than anything for me. So.
Well, it depends on the performance. Hopefully they give me time to prepare. I've definitely had scenarios where it's like, here's 17 songs, learn them by tomorrow. By memory, and there's like no sheet music, it's just an audio recording, and it's like good luck.
Oh
wow.
For that stuff, I just pray really hard. Live in the practice room. Generally speaking, I make a timeline, and then I make sure to not listen to anything other than what I have to memorize.
school.
If you guys have ever gotten distracted and started like, oh, this kind of sounds like this, or like, what if I did a variation like this? I have to be extremely diligent to not entertain any of those thoughts because they will become a part of the performance.
I think what really helps is reverse engineering. And I talk about this all the time. Work backwards from the date of the performance and plan everything. Plan anything you need to get done on your instruments, if you need to change your strings. Plan lessons, mock performances, when you want to have everything memorized, when you have to have all the notes learned, all of that stuff. I think that for me, reverse engineering is really essential in a successful performance.
Thank you.
Great.
Just a follow-up question with that. If you were doing a solo recital, how many practice performances would you plan, and how long of a time would you give yourself to do that?
That's a great question. I think for a solo performance, I would like to have no less than 3 mock performances. However, I've heard on another podcast at some point that a famous violinist would have as many as 30 mock performances before he would premiere a concerto with orchestra. Okay. So that gives you an idea of, you know, how far you can go. So I think I would say no less than 3, and maybe none in the days prior, just to give yourself some time to relax and taper out a bit.
I think that the number one thing that you have to do to perform, to prepare for a performance, is to perform. That's honestly, that's my number one thing that I try to teach my students. Everybody thinks that, you know, you practice, and then you go have this stellar performance. But performance is a whole bag of worms all in itself. You have to learn how you react under pressure. You have to learn to adjust to a new instrument as a pianist. You have to read your room. You've got to know how you're going to react when you have a memory mistake, because everybody has them at sometimes. You know, and when one thing goes wrong, do you know your music well enough to keep going? And you can't know the answers to those questions if you haven't put yourself in those situations. So that's something that I really try to stress with my students in my school, is we provide lots of performance opportunities, because you can't just practice, you have to practice performing.
When it comes to preparing for philharmonic performances, it's kind of a multi-pronged attack, I think. I am a big believer in conditioning. And I don't mean just like violistic conditioning, but I try and stay in good shape physically. And kind of a holistic approach, I guess. I try and eat right, I try and get enough sleep. I exercise regularly, but I also spend a fair amount of time with my own maintenance as a viola player, because what we do at the Philharmonic is really challenging, just from an endurance, from a physical endurance point of view. We play hard. I feel like I run a jackhammer sometimes. The other thing that I experienced when I played Bartok with that orchestra most recently was, there were probably maybe between 10 and 15 sections in the concerto that I called hot spots. Do you know what a hot spot is in a fire? If there's a forest fire, for example, and they get the fire pretty much out, there are hot spots that they constantly have to monitor, and it's just areas that are still smoldering, and they have to go like hose them down to make sure that they don't flare back up. And I had things that were similar to that in the Bartok Viola Concerto that were constantly, I was having to maintain them every day.
There are a number of things we have to do. Number one is we have to be 110% prepared. Okay. That's the number one thing, is we have to be so ready, because you never know what will happen in the course of a performance. So you can't be just prepared, you have to be overly prepared. Then there has to be a mental preparation, so that you're in the mode of communicating to an audience. Obviously, you have to be technically warmed up and all set to go. You can't be ready halfway through the performance. You have to be on target right when we begin. And finally, I would say that we have to put everything else out of our minds when we're performing and only focus on the music.
Thank you so much for watching, Angela, and I really appreciate it. And we're also super grateful for all these wonderful guests that we've had on the podcast and also on this video series. And once again, if someone said something that was particularly interesting to you, I'll leave the links to their full interviews in the comments or in the description down below, depending on where you're watching this from. So they should be pretty easy for you to find. And we are also looking for some new people to have on the podcast. So if you know someone or you think someone would be interesting to talk to, we would love to hear about them. You can contact us on our social media or on our website, or we have an email, so you can contact us there. And once again, we are so grateful for you, and we hope you have a wonderful holiday season. See you next time. Thank you.